Welcome to the Magic in Your Business podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Biltz. I am an intuitive business coach for spiritual female entrepreneurs who want to learn nervous system and strategy for six figures and beyond. I'm a boy mom to two boys. I curse like a sailor. I'm a headstrong Aries and projector in human design. And I've built two successful online businesses in the past 7 years helping women just like you. I am so excited you're here. So let's dive in. Hi there, and welcome to this episode of the Magic in Your Business podcast. I am so devastated, you guys. I recorded a really good episode last night in my car while I was driving, and I didn't realize that it was connected to the Bluetooth, so the audio quality sucked. It was an episode on faith and how I use faith as a business strategy. It was so good, but it was honestly super channeled, and I'm like, I can't get it back. Like I don't know. Maybe I should just release it. And the sound quality isn't horrible, but it's not ideal. So I'm going to record a different episode right now on a different topic that's feeling more alive in me at the moment, because that felt like purely alive in the moment. So it was really easy to record. And now I'm like, ugh, I just am not feeling it anymore. But I do have a really, really good episode for you today. Now I made it sound like this episode sucks. This episode is not going to suck. This is actually a really good episode because I want to share with you something that I have done to overcome imposter syndrome. And the reason I want to make an episode about this is because I made a post about it, I don't know, maybe a week ago. And it's probably one of the more popular posts I've shared all year in terms of shares. I went and looked and I was like, oh my God, it has so many saves and so many shares. And y'all know I don't have like a massive audience, especially on Instagram where I shared it. I don't have a huge audience. So I'm always happy when it's like, oh my God, people liked it, because I'm used to like really low engagement, which, by the way, doesn't matter. Make another episode on that. Stop thinking that more likes and comments and views equals more sales, because it doesn't. So anyway, that's a podcast for another day. But I want to talk to you about imposter syndrome, because this is something that took me out in my business for months until I started to click with what I'm going to share here. And I think that's why so many people saved it and shared it, is because it's something a lot of people struggle with. It's not just you. It's not just me. I think it's very common, especially when you're a high achiever and you want to like do big things, or you're doing something new, or you're going into a new niche, or I just think as an entrepreneur, it's just super freaking common. And it felt like everybody's advice about how to overcome imposter syndrome wasn't working. I was like, it really took me out. I was having trouble moving forward at all in my business because I was like feeling so much imposter syndrome. And what I want to share with you that I shared on this post is this. Imposter syndrome is a control issue. It's a control issue. I kept trying to fix it by like working on my mindset and proving myself, right? Whenever you're in imposter syndrome, you'll typically start to just try to prove that you're not an imposter, right? So you try to prove yourself via your results or your client results or your accolades, whatever it is. And that is exhausting. It will never work. And you will still feel an imposter no matter how much you achieve. And that's kind of what I realized, was like, no matter how much I do, this feels like it's never, ever getting better and it's never going away. And that's when I had this aha of, oh, that's because imposter syndrome is a control issue. And what I mean by that is imposter syndrome is you simply trying to control other people's perceptions of you. That's it. So if you feel like an imposter because your brain is telling you things like, you don't have enough experience yet, or you haven't made enough money yet, or you don't have enough certifications, or you're not as far along as so-and-so. Like whatever story your brain is looping about this, I probably have heard the same story in my brain. Many people have, but it's because your brain is trying to keep you safe. And your brain does this by making sure that you care a lot about how other people perceive you, because back in the day, if we were perceived poorly, we were booted from the tribe. And if we're booted from the tribe, we're going to die, right? So our brain thinks it is a matter of life or death. It thinks it's a matter of survival. And so it wants to keep you safe. So it really, really focuses on how other people see you, how other people are judging you and their perceptions. So if you want to kick imposter syndrome, here's what you have to do. And it's so easy and so simple. And it's just easy and simple. It just is. You have to stop giving so many fucks about what people think. Literally. Stop trying to control someone else's viewpoint and opinion and perception of you entirely. Now, you might be like, Cassie, easier said than done. It's actually really fucking easy. Okay? It's easy. It's a choice. I notice myself still getting into imposter syndrome occasionally. I'll get into like, oh my God, what are people going to think about XYZ? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I don't really fucking care. I'm just going to choose not to care. Here's how. Next time you feel like someone is judging you or imposter syndrome strikes, I want you to feel your feelings and do nothing about it. I want you to feel all of that humiliation, all of that self-doubt, all of that embarrassment, all that not enoughness, all of those feelings that are coming up. I want you to feel them and do nothing about it. Don't try to fix them. Don't try to work on your mindset. Don't try to overcome the imposter syndrome. There's nothing to overcome. It's you letting go of how other people perceive you. Because your unwillingness to feel these feelings is what keeps imposter syndrome going. If you actually allow yourself to feel people's judgment and then not do anything about it, meaning like don't go into a people-pleasing tendency, don't conform yourself into some version of you that is more quote-unquote acceptable. Don't try to control how they perceive you by changing and shifting and shape-shifting into somebody else. That's what I mean. Don't do anything. Feel all of that judgment. Feel all of that fear of, oh my God, people are going to find me out. Oh my God, I'm not good enough. Oh my God, I haven't done as much as so-and-so. Feel all of that and do fucking nothing about it. Stop trying to fix it. Because here's what will happen. You will quickly stop caring what other people think because you're no longer going to be avoiding the very thing you were actually afraid of in the first place, which is your feelings. Does that make sense? You're not necessarily afraid of what people will think of you. You're afraid of how you're going to feel when people judge you. And if you can teach your body and your nervous system, I'm okay to feel this. See, I can feel this and I'm still alive. I'm still okay. Everything is okay. Little by little by little, you teach your nervous system, it is okay to do the thing I'm doing. It's okay to feel these sensations. It's okay for people to judge me and think I'm complete garbage or whatever they want to think, right? Does that make sense? See, I kept trying to figure out how to shift out of my imposter syndrome until I finally realized that the entire thing centered around what other people thought of me. So I let go of how people saw me. I stopped trying to control the uncontrollable. Now I'm human. Occasionally, I'll catch myself trying to control how people perceive me, people pleasing, you know, trying to conform myself to be liked, that kind of thing that we do as humans. But then I quickly snap out of it and I'm like, no, I don't need to make them comfortable and I can't control. It's an exhausting endeavor because it's impossible. You cannot control how people see you. When I felt the urge and when I feel the urge to try and control how people perceive me, I stop. And instead of going into some people-pleasing behavior or conforming myself into some version of me that's more acceptable, I just feel my feelings. I feel everything. And what this does, again, is it teaches you over time, okay, this isn't so bad. This isn't so scary. I don't have to be so afraid of people's perceptions and judgments of me. I can just do me and not worry about it. And I have these conversations with myself, like, what if somebody came to me and they were the other thing that happens with imposter syndrome is we make up stories of like, oh my God, what if somebody came to me and said XYZ? What if somebody came to me and was like, I know you're full of shit, right? And they call you out and they tell you that you're trash, you don't know what you're doing, you're not good enough to be doing what you're doing, right? That's our fear. That's like the story we're playing all the time. And so I want you to play it out and be like, so what? If somebody came to me today, for example, and was like, Cassie, you are a shitty business coach. I don't know why you think you can be a business coach. You don't make enough money. You haven't been doing it long enough. You don't have enough experience. You are a joke of a business coach. Do you know what I would say? Okay, cool. I don't really give a flying fuck. I genuinely don't care. I don't care anymore because I just set it down. We think that these feelings and these emotions have their hold on us, but they don't. you're holding on to them. I want you to imagine that you're sitting in front of your desk and there's a pen on your desk and you go to pick up your pen. You're holding the pen in your hand. That pen is all of your emotions, all of your feelings, all the shit you're holding on to. And all you have to do is set the pen down. But we don't see it that way. We think our feelings have us. But they don't. We have them. We are holding them in our hands. We are holding on to them. So I just have to practice and continuously practice. Okay, well, if somebody wants to think that, I can't control that. I can't make them think different. I'm not going to go bend over backwards to prove that I'm good enough and I'm valuable and I know what the fuck I'm doing. As long as I know that and I'm in integrity, right? I'm not saying don't be in integrity, obviously. Don't lie to people, none of that. You guys know that, right? But as long as I know I'm in integrity and I'm being honest with myself, truthful with myself, I just don't really give a flying fuck. Like, and that's huge for me because I spent so long caring so much. I was so afraid that I would be judged as not qualified, not XYZ, not this, not that, not what she is, not what she is. Like, I spent so much time caring, and now I'm like, wow, look at what that cost me. And I could have just set it down. But another reason I didn't set it down was I didn't realize how pervasive this was. So typically, people who are struggling with imposter syndrome, they're like, oh no, I don't care what people think of me. This is my favorite, is when they're like, oh no, I don't care what people think. Listen, if you didn't care what people thought, you wouldn't have imposter syndrome. Unless, of course, you're just outright lying about something and you're deeply out of congruence, which I highly doubt, right? And I wrote a post, and this was like a really long time ago, but it's a funny post. I might repost it. Oh God, I wish I had the post in front of me so I could just read it to you. It was something along the lines of when I had my second son, my gynecologist or my OB, my doctor, whatever they're called, my doctor, my baby doctor, he was a dude and he was amazing. He was absolutely incredible and never thought I would want a male doctor, but oh my God, he was amazing, way better than my first doctor who was a female. And I remember thinking, he doesn't have imposter syndrome. The dude doesn't even have a freaking vagina, okay? He's never had a baby. He wouldn't know the first thing about what it's like to hold a baby in his belly and push it out of his vagina. Wow, things are getting graphic. But like, you know what I mean? He would have no idea what that's like. And he doesn't struggle with crippling imposter syndrome over it. He doesn't wake up every day like, oh my God, I can't help women have babies today because I've never done this. Like, he knows he's good at what he does. And if he probably gets judged all the time by women, he probably has women all the time say, no, I don't want to work with him. He's a male. And he takes it in stride and he's like, whatever. I don't care. I'm doing me. I'm doing what I love. I'm making the money. I'm helping the people. I'm birthing the babies. He's really fucking good at it. Like, I would love to, if I ever have a kid again, I'm like, I need him. He was so good. So I also think as men, though, just to kind of go on like a side tangent, men don't have this pressure. I don't think I've ever talked to a man who struggled with imposter syndrome. So I do think there's something that is in the conditioning of our society that makes females way more sensitive to this and way more prone to experience this. But because I just don't see it in men as much, doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I just don't see it as commonly. So maybe that's part of it. But nonetheless, he doesn't struggle with crippling imposter syndrome and he just knows he's good at what he does. And so you've got to own that and you've got to trust you and you've got to care more about what you think than what anybody else thinks about you. And stop trying to control. Let go of the control. Allow yourself to be misunderstood. That's another post I made probably a year ago. I had a post that said something like, if you want to create massive levels of success, you have to be okay with being wildly misunderstood. And that was a really big one for me because, oh, it's right here. Oh my God, sorry. As I'm recording this, I'm like scrolling through my Instagram to see if I can find the post. And it's right here. It says, to truly make a massive impact, that's what it was. To truly make a massive impact, we have to be okay with being wildly misunderstood. And I think that was a big aha for me because I wanted, another thing I really had to overcome in my business was like, I just wanted people to understand me, like to get what I was saying and understand me in and out. And the truth is people aren't going to always understand you. They're going to misconstrue your words. They're going to misconstrue your values and your intentions. You have to be okay with the fact that people are not going to understand you. You're going to be misunderstood. The more you do in your life, the more you create, the more you expand, the more people you help, the bigger you become, the more you're going to be misunderstood. And you got to be like, that's fine. And part of this is nervous system work, because you have to teach your body over time. Oh, it's safe. Little by little, your body will learn. Your nervous system will learn. Oh, it's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe to be me. It's safe to be misunderstood. So I am going to wrap up this episode. Sorry, I got distracted because I was still looking through my Instagram posts. So anyway, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I hope this was helpful. Share it with a friend. If you have a friend who's like, I am so struggling with imposter syndrome, because I know it's really going to be super helpful. And of course, I would love for you to Instagram message me or Facebook message me and share with me any ahas you had, anything you loved about this episode. And if you want to work together, I have a few different ways to do that now. Of course, you can always join the Holistic Business Mastermind. I have some special bonuses for anybody who joins before the new year. And it's 3 bonus one-on-one calls with me to use any time in the 6 months together inside the mastermind. So all the details for the Holistic Business Mastermind are in the show notes. And if you want to chat and book a call to make sure it's a perfect fit beforehand, you can also find that link in the show notes. So I'm really, really excited about that. Really excited about the bonuses. And so that's one way to work with me, is the mastermind. Of course, I do have a couple private coaching spots open, at least right now, but I'm also talking a lot in email with people. So at the time of recording, I have a couple private coaching spots open, but I don't know how long they're going to be open, to be honest. But you can click the link in the show notes for my one-on-one coaching application. And then lastly, I do want to share with you, I have a free masterclass coming up really, really soon that you can find the link for that in the show notes as well. And that's called Rewired for Magic. And I'm going to be sharing with you the subconscious modalities that I have used with my clients to help them create 20, 30, 40K months. And help them step into the self-concept of somebody who can create that on repeat. So you can click the link in the show, register for that masterclass, and I will see you there. I love you so much. I'll catch you next time.